Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather around your word. Lord, I pray that you bless us. Cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. Anoint my listeners to understand with the accuracy that you have anointed me to speak this morning. And cause our lives to be transformed. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen and amen. Good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. Allow us to put two scriptures together again this morning as we journey in the conversation concerning trials. Number one, James chapter 1. Let's read James chapter 1 again. You know, it's our culture on Faith and Hope Pills to repeat scripture. Look at James chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Like the New King James says, when you pass through various trials. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So much to say in all the verses. Alright? So much to say in all the verses. For example, in verse 1, he says, I am speaking to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Listen, if anybody has a right to think they are special, I think the 12 tribes do. If anybody has the right to think they are dear to God, the 12 tribes do. As a matter of fact, there are reports that the Jews feel like they are God's creative assistants, meaning when God creates, he stops at a particular point and sends a Jew to continue. Jews are probably one of the most favored folks that you will find on the earth. Now, that's not my subject. But the Bible says James is speaking to these favored people and he's saying, my brethren, count it all joy when you pass through various trials. So I want you to know this and never forget. Your trial does not undo the favor of God on your life. Trials do not mean you are not God's favored one. Do not throw away your faith. I told you in the earlier podcasts, the attack is not on you. The attack is on the word of God. And the word of God can take the heat. Don't worry. The word of God said you are favored. Now there are temptations and trials around you suggesting that you are not favored. Let the word of God take the heat. You just align with the word of God. If you ever were outside the scenario and seeing how the bullets were hitting the shield, you know, if you wear a shield, if you see where a bomb is thrown at a shielded place and stuff, you will feel for the shield. But trust me, the shield can take the heat. God's word is a sun and a shield. It can take the heat. Align with God's word. Stay with God's word. You are favored even in that trouble. You are still the favored one. You don't throw away your identity because of situations. No. Know this, that even favored people go through hard places. Because if you don't go through hard places, what is the favor of God going to do? What is the favor of God going to bring you out of? I trust that bless you. I'm sure God limited their thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.